are at risk. Who can save us?
I am Iron Man.
From the guys who've seen way too many movies.
Hannah Montana's dead!
Goodbye, my fans! Keep rocking! And don't forget to buy my two new CDs in stores now!
Comes the most incredible, most enchanting.
Where am I? What is this enchanting place?
Most disastrous.
Hell no. I'm out of here.
Comedy of the summer.
Hello, lover. And so I thought, could a simple New York City gal like me really beat up on a pregnant teenager?
I never back down.
Is that your feet?
And this is my baby's foot.
Disaster movie.
Taste it.
So apparently we racist now, Z, because every Asian of us look the same, apparently. Every Filipino chick, at least, whatever.
I googled that, and it says they're not classified as Asians.
They are Asians. I don't give a damn what they say or whatever. Filipino is considered Asian. That brother said I googled.
And you told me an Asian girl. I'm like, what Asian girl's in this movie?
You're staring.
And I'm like, shit, am I watching the wrong movie? I had that cross my mind too. I'm like, oh shit.
When you said that, I was just like, oh shit. I was like, is he watching the wrong movie? Is he watching Power Rangers again? The most obscure film ever? No. So obscure that Z can't even fucking find the movie.
I drove all over Toledo trying to find that movie.
Hey, you must have been looking like a fucking bitch. They probably got you on a pedophiles list now. He's like, this is a man going around every store right now looking for a Power Rangers movie.
I didn't want to ask them. I felt wrong. It's like when I bought Mighty Ducks movie and I bought a Friday 13th movie. I'm like, this seems wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you're mixing the two. I'm gonna watch a double feature, Mighty Ducks, and then I'm like, what?
I did get a weird look from the cashier at Best Buy, though.
I'm glad we're at a time now where I don't have to go to the stores, video stores like that, and ask for, hey, I need to rent Power Rangers a movie out. Because I would be mumbling that shit like, hey. Or you know what I'd do? I would, like, if I see it on the shelf, I would just stand there and hold it and get a bunch of other DVDs and shit and hold it or whatever and wait till everybody leaves the store. That way when I go to the counter, the person behind me doesn't see it.
You hear the clerk saying, so you're renting Power Rangers today.
Motherfucker! You know what I'd do? I'd get my phone out and then, like, nobody's even on another line. I'd just be like, yeah, I gotta do a review today, man. Gotta review Power Rangers movie, man. Yeah, you know, it's a job, you know, it's just related.
No, that's when you just pick up some random kid, be like, you're going to the video store with me, you're getting Power Rangers.
Go to Chuck E. Cheese, pay him, hey kid, you wanna earn $5? Who would you ask to come see this piece of shit with you, disaster movie, when you go rent that shit?
Someone that wears water wings drinking soup.
Yeah. Oh! Pretty much like, in Hangover 2 when the guy was like, that shit that they feed old people and infants because they have no teeth.
Yes.
Shit like that or whatever. Because people, that's what we're here for. Welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 19. I'm your host, the phenomenal one, MoviesWorldPodcast.com.
Z, thefancritic.com.
And we're here to review Disaster Movie. And Z, I gotta tell you, I apologize for picking this fucking movie.
You should hold your head in shame.
It was late last night when me and we was watching it or whatever, and I was just like, I feel like texting him right now saying, I'm sorry.
You know what, I might have like watched it like on FX or whatever, and I must have not like paid attention to it, because I think the first time I fully watched it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, because I've watched the other ones, I've seen the other ones that these jackasses did, and I'm like, God damn, I hate America for this.
Yeah, because, you know, it goes to say, you got, like, I'm going to even include you in here or whatever, you got independent people like yourself or whatever that make such great work or whatever that'll never see the light of day in a fucking theater, and you got these two jackasses who continues to make this shit, and pull in over $30 million, whatever, off their $2 million budget films, whatever, and shit. It's like, who the fuck keeps greenlighting these movies or whatever?
Yeah, I'm telling them to look, I'm going to look up who fucking the studio is all these.
Please don't be some.
It is...
It's Lionsgate. Please be Lionsgate. It's got to be Lionsgate.
Lionsgate.
Oh, thank God. Because Lionsgate's known for putting shit out like this sometimes.
Lionsgate. This one was $20 million budget.
You get the fuck out of here. Where the hell did that $20 million budget go to?
It was $20 million.
You have got to be fucking shitting me.
Maybe that's Kim Kardashian.
At the time, this bitch just came out of the sex tape.
It was 2008. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. This bitch just came. She wasn't nobody.
Carmen Electra.
Carmen Electra, she ought to be fucking ashamed of herself, because this is her fucking career, is being with these two jackasses in these fucking movies now.
Well, who else is going to sign her? Who else is going to put her in a movie? Except a sex tape.
That's a good fucking point, whatever. I mean, other than that... are you serious, though?
Yeah, $20 million. I'm going to look up the other ones, too. But,
I just looked it up right now. Production budget on Box Office Mojo, people. I'm even giving you the link, whatever. $20 million to make this piece of shit fucking film.
You know what's bad? You know what's bad? Because they've done date movie, epic movie, Meet Spartans, Vampire Sucks, and their next great movie coming out in a couple weeks.
Yeah, Starving Games, people, November 8th.
These jackasses wrote a funny fucking movie in Scary Movie.
A movie in Scary Movie?
No, they wrote Scary Movie.
Oh, they wrote it?
They wrote it.
The original one?
Yeah.
The first one?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Okay, Z, man, I know I've been drinking, but now it's time to be fucking with me right now.
They are one of the writers with Sean and Marlon Wayans for Scary Movie. And all their budgets, date movie is $20 million, epic movie is $20 million, Meet the Spartans was $30 million.
That is bullshit. That is complete bullshit. There was no fucking budget on there. There has to be no fucking budget on these fucking films. There ain't nothing done here. You know what the budget went to? Then I got it. It went to makeup. It had to be there. Just makeup. Just fucking makeup.
You know what's bad? The worldwide gross date movie $84 million.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Epic movie, $86 million. Meet the Spartans, $84 million. Disaster movie, $34 million. Vampire Suck, $80 million.
Damn,
wide gross.
So how do you drop? Because even though this is a success, disaster movie form as well, whatever. But how do you fucking drop from $80 million to $30 million, and then the next one comes out, goes back to $80 million? How the fuck does that work out?
I don't know. They released Meet the Spartans, Disaster Movie in the same year, so maybe they just got sick of it.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Then. I didn't know that. I thought Meet the Spartans came out like a year before or something like that.
Because the funny thing is, all the Rotten Tomato approval, it's all like, it's like less than 10. Yeah, Disaster Movie got a 1.
Yeah, I was going to say, Disaster Movie got 1 fucking percent or whatever.
That is impossible. That's like not trying.
I've never seen a 1%.
There's no other movie on Rotten Tomato with a 1%?
It could be, but it's been a while since I can remember or whatever. Even fucking the movies I hated up last year were like 6% at least or whatever. I mean, it's like, so 1%, that's like, I even looked it up too, because I was just like, where's the one asshole that liked the movie? And the dude that did like it was kind of like backhanded compliments. I think they just felt sorry for the dude and just said, well, this is kind of like a compliment. Let's just make it fresh.
I wonder if it was one of their friends.
The dude was from Australia.
Okay, so, well, we already had a little discussion, well, who has the yearly gross this year in Australia.
Yeah, we did have that discussion, but, see, I'm almost sad to ask you this, but, how about a plot synopsis?
Give me 1 minute. Jesus Christ. Disaster movies directed by Jason Friedberg and Aaron Seltzer, jackasses.
Too big. Man, the jackass movies put more effort into it than these.
And they don't make that kind of budget. No. They don't make that kind of box office either.
No.
Starring Matt Lanter, Vanessa Milano.
None of these people matter because we don't know any of these fucking
people. It's pretty much a parody of Cloverfield, Indiana Jones, and the Crystal Skull.
Oh my fuck.
Could they have picked better movies to parody? Jesus Christ. I mean, I like Cloverfield, but Indiana Jones sucked.
Oh, yeah, Indiana Jones. Okay, I'm going to tell you this right now. First of all, they're spoofing bad movies. But then, they're spoofing bad movies, but at the same time, they're not making them funny because the shit that they reference in those bad movies, it's just like, yeah, I made fun of that when I saw that movie or whatever. I mean, I mean, you're not doing anything that people didn't think of when we saw those movies or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's not clever. It's just saying, hey, look at that right there, and then it just pops up, and you're like, okay, it goes to the next scene, or it's like, the fuck. And I'm glad you brought up Indiana Jones because this movie, the plot centers around Indiana Jones at the end of the fucking movie talking about, I am your father. I had to pause the fucking movie because I just stopped and stared. I looked at my girlfriend, I just looked. We just looked at each other. And I said, give me a fucking break. And no, they did not just say that. God damn. Little midget ass Indiana Black Jones who hit that whatever, because it's that black dude that you always see because no other black actor gonna get work because of his black ass whatever.
I know, Tony Cox, he looks the same. Was he CG?
They CGI'd that motherfucker. Because that motherfucker doesn't know the age. It's almost scary. I think that dude died like years ago. They just dug his fucking body up and shit and said, put like a actual puppet inside of him and started rubbing his ass on strings and shit. But you mean to tell me this movie comes to full circles with him at the end saying, I'm your father and I gotta put this.
But the funny thing was, this doesn't take that long to make. I guarantee you these movies don't take long. Did they just go, like, I'm sure, I know Hancock, I think, came out, and Iron Man came out in 08, all that stuff.
All these movies came out. The Hulk came out in 08, Hellboy, what was another one they made fun of? Iron Man, of course.
Hulk.
Hulk was in it. Batman was in it as well. That came out in 08 or whatever.
Did they look on, like, YouTube and get trailers to see what shit was look like?
I think they made the movie in a fucking a day, honestly. Yeah, I think they made it in a day. It made it in a day. January 1st is when they went into production or whatever, because January 1st they said, all right, IMDb has a list of all the fucking movies coming out this year. Let's look up the big ones or whatever. Stick it in here or whatever. They even saw Alvin and Chipmunks and was like, people are going to go see that. Let's put
Sex in the City?
Sex in the City. That shit made some money. I don't understand how, whatever. They just threw that in there, whatever. And
Juno?
Juno?
No Country for Old Men. Super Bad. Wanted.
Oh, you're breaking my heart with some of these books. What? Oh, and Beowulf or whatever. Okay, the plot synopsis. What's the plot synopsis?
The plot synopsis is a guy has a dream of Amy Winehouse. Why? Who would dream of her?
What dream of... And then a gladiator comes up. What in the fuck does that have to... Oh, and here's the joke of the gladiator showing up, too, whatever. He falls in some... the dude that's running falls in some dog or horse shit or whatever. And he wakes up and he's like, oh. And then next you know it, he's in a belching contest with the fucking Amy Winehouse. And I'm like, wow, I already hate this fucking movie. It's like been 5 minutes already and I'm already pissed off or whatever.
They got Amy Winehouse down, though. Did that really look like her, though?
Well, you know, yeah, I guess that. But then when she pulls out her fucking computer, Apple computer, or her fucking Air Mac or whatever, right out of her goddamn hair, and then, oh, you're on Facebook. And then the gladiator says, oh, everybody's on Facebook. I was like, you've got to be fucking shitting me now. Oh, my God, this is goddamn marketing gimmick 101 here. Every goddamn thing. This should have came out on January 1st just to sponsor all those fucking movies that are coming out for the end of the year.
Yeah, they said the end of the role would be August 29th, 2008, which is the film's release date.
This fucking movie, man, gave me such... This literally was the first chore. This goddamn Throwback Tuesday, honestly, because there was times where I was about to just text you and was like, you know what, I can't finish watching this, man.
I really thought of watching this. I'm like, I can't watch it. I gotta keep watching this. That's why I was just thinking, I have to do it. I can't be a jackass and not watch the movie. I gotta keep watching it. I gotta keep watching it.
I was fucking like, I kept pausing, leaving for 30 minutes and coming back to it or whatever and shit, and I was just like, do I really want to press play again? I was just like, then I looked at the time frame of it. I was like, well, I only got this amount of minutes left. But the shit they do in this small little 87-minute film, whatever, it's just like after another. Like, they could cram so much in 5 minutes to the point where you already hate the movie.
Oh, yeah. You, I mean, you don't really know what to expect. You see a guy, I'm guessing that might be 10,000 BC movie that they were parodying.
Yeah.
You don't really know what to expect at the start. He's running, you see this eye, this creature eye. Then you
falls into shit.
And then it turns, yeah, falls into shit and has like a jousting match with Wolf from American Gladiators. And,
That doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, that's the thing about their jokes, too. Like, there's no fucking punchlines to it making any sense of, like, why that happened. It's just, let's throw something wild and crazy that makes no sense in there and just to throw people off guard or whatever. I just look at that as, like, why the fuck is there a gladiator here? Why?
He just randomly shows up. And if they're, I mean, it's supposed to be, 10,000 BC or whatever. It's not then it's modernized. She has a freaking tablet or whatever. Facebook.
You, you've seen 10,000 BC, right?
No.
No, okay. Oh, well, then I can't ask you this question or whatever, but I can go ahead and say this. When I saw 10,000 BC, the last thing to come to my mind was, I wonder if they would put gladiators. what would it be like or whatever? So, like, or you know what, or if I just have like him falling like dog shit or whatever, or horse shit or whatever, because that's the thing to do in this movie, I guess. I didn't get that. Or if Amy Winehouse just came out at the end.
Facebook.
And got on Facebook. And then they clearly show you, because they turn the laptop around, just put it on there, and just like, wow. Talk about product placement.
I know.
So then we get the main character. He wakes up. And Flavor Flav. I was like, okay, god.
And isn't too, I don't know when Flavor of Love started. Was it 2008-ish?
I thought it was started before that, to be honest.
You know, he's just a joke in itself, and then, you know,
it wasn't even a good impression, though, neither. That's the the impression that guy was doing in the fucking movie for Flavor Flav, it would have been better just getting the real Flavor Flav, honestly, whatever.
They could have.
Yeah, exactly. He ain't doing shit else, whatever, but
they had $20 million budget, you know? What's another, like, $2 million to pay him to do a 5-second scene?
He would have been the biggest fucking actor in the whole goddamn movie, too, if that would have happened, too. But at the same time, the guy that did the Flavor Flav impression, I was like, that just feels like he's forcing it as an impression. It doesn't even feel natural or anything. I was like, nothing about this movie felt natural at all. And then this hot-ass Filipino girl got it, and I was just like, and I started staring at her, I was like, I had to pause the movie right there, because I had to look at Janae, I was like, you kind of look like her a little bit, and she's, that's when she slapped me inside the head, she told herself she gave me this fucking movie, and I just started thinking about that, I was just like, you do look, I'm sorry to say this, but all Filipino girls look alike.
And that's Nick Lachey's wife, now.
Nick who?
Jessica Simpson's ex.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow, well, she's hot, I didn't even give her that, right?
Yeah, I always thought she was hot.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm we talking about Jessica Simpson or...
Or Vanessa Milano, yeah, whatever. Yeah. She's hot. Well, she was hot. Real, she's really hot.
Yeah, well, at least I'm fucking her double right now.
At least these jackasses got something right, and they put hot girls in the movie.
No, because you know what? They didn't even get that shit right as far as... But they have a fucking wrestling scene with Kim Kardashian and fucking Carmen Electra, and it was shit. Here you thinking like, oh, at least these jackasses is gonna like, you know, make it hot for us or whatever. It's like getting that, and all you see is leather, boots, hair. I was like, there was one time where Carmen Electra had Kim Kardashian and fucking Boston Crab and shit. And you thinking like, oh, you gonna see some cleavage now? Or you don't even see that. I was like,
and oh my god, that could that be as poorly edited as possible?
I said, how the fuck do you fuck? Like, you would think these two jackasses would get that right. You'd be like, they'd be like, because. That's what they were doing. They put them in these leather outfits where the like, cleavage is hanging out and shit. So you're like, well, they can't fuck this part up at least, whatever. They're going to show all kinds of shit, whatever. And that wrestling scene went on for like a good 2 minutes. And you just like, the whole time, I did not see one good ass or cleavage shot. And you're just looking at like, how the do you fuck that up?
And how do you fuck up a ass shot of Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, whatever. Like I said, Carmen Electra has her in a fucking Boston Crab. You don't know what that is when you take the legs and you wrap it around and you're like sitting on her back with her legs, right? And they had a point to shoot at like Kim Kardashian's cleavage and then they had to go to Carmen Electra's cleavage shot. And they don't even show you that shit. It shows you with Kim's hair down blocking and the back of Carmen. You're just looking at that like, they're in this position for a long fucking time. I was like, I don't even think these jackasses know how to hold a camera neither, to be honest.
I don't know if they were... If no, they were cinematographer.
No.
Seriously, you have a 2-minute scene. It could have been the best scene in the whole fucking movie.
Yeah.
And they just completely fucked it up. And
wasn't
it's just,
that the first thing to come to your mind when you saw them getting in that wrestling ring? I was like, oh, shit.
Well, I saw when I watched the Spill video review, which is the funniest fucking... You gotta seriously look up Disaster Movie Spill movie review, because it's funny as fuck. I saw the whole thing, and they actually said this is actually... this is like a blue ball scene. Because that's what it is. It's a fucking cock tease. That's all. That's all it is.
Oh my god! That fucking jackass is what they are. How the hell could you fuck that? That didn't even make any sense. And the whole time, what do you have Kim Kardashian doing in the movie? She's posing through the fucking movie. She's always got her hand on her hips and just standing there looking like she's posing and shit. And I'm just like, they had these motherfuckers, this bitch posing in the whole goddamn movie, and then. Oh, this is when the wanted scene comes in. Curve the bullet. I was like, oh my god.
Trying to shoot McLover.
He just can't. Oh my god. They took one of the funniest elements of Superbad or whatever and ran that shit to the ground. He just kept saying, I'm McLover, McLover.
Do you, them watching this movie or watching any of these movies and them parodying it, do you think it kind of hurts that movie just because you're seeing someone parody it so bad?
It made me not want to go watch those movies again, because I was just like, yeah, I don't even want to see anything related to the movie. But at the same time, it didn't. I say, an overall situation, it didn't. I think that's probably what hurt the movie most or whatever. It's just, all the fucking movies they parodied in, like, that first 30 fucking minutes were some good fucking movies that we saw of the year or whatever. And you just sit there looking like, that's not even fucking funny. So, what, like McLovin going, McLover, like that. They took that and made that so not fucking funny. I was just looking at it like, that hurts. That hurts just them in general, just saying, like, this is a fucking embarrassment to those goddamn movies now, or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. Those movies, I think I see why the budget was $20 million, whatever it is, because they had to pay $1 million each to each movie that they made fun of. That was good.
And then they ran Juno, which is called Junie, into the ground big time. And I like Juno. It's a really cool movie. Yeah. And they really ran that into the ground big time.
Yeah, you know what? That question you just asked, I don't want to watch Juno again. I don't have to see, and I like Juno a lot, but after seeing this movie, I was like, you know what? And I think that's the difference between, like, an Iron Man, I can go back and watch. Iron Man was in the movie, was, like, in the fucking movie for, like, a couple of seconds, whatever. Juno, 2 hours, almost, well, hour and whatever.
Well, the Iron Man looked like a costume from fucking Walmart.
That shit looked like goddamn Party Central costume and shit like that.
Exactly.
That shit looked horrible, whatever.
It was horrible. I mean, Hellboy's looked better.
And you know who played Hellboy, too?
Don't tell me. Don't tell me it's someone big.
He probably is the biggest actor in the movie. And that's, I can't pronounce his last name, but his name is Ike Barinholtz, if I'm not mistaken. Ike Barinholtz. He played, like, every guy in the... Like, he was Beowulf, he was Hellboy, he was the guy, the knight that had the sword when the guy was a looper, or a jumper, and he jumped on his sword, whatever, and shit. He's everywhere. That guy used to be on a Mad TV, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really?
That guy was fucking hilarious on Mad TV, or whatever. Then I saw this, like, he's been doing this, like, he's been in Vampire Suckers 2, whatever, he's been in, Meet the Spartans, whatever, but this one, he played, it's funny, because we just got done reviewing From Dusk Till Dawn, where fucking a certain person was playing 3 roles, whatever. Well, this guy was playing, like, at least 7 roles in this fucking movie. And I was embarrassed. I was looking at him, I was just like, man, he's the biggest actor in this movie, and he's just, every scene, he's in it, play!
He was the cop, too, when he said, yeah, move, he was Wolf, Javier Bardem lookalike. From the police officer, Prince Caspian, Beowulf, Batman, and Hellboy.
How shitty did that Batman costume look?
Horrible, because the ear was bent.
The fucking bat signal. Like, I know they have to switch the costumes up because, you know, they'll get sued if they actually put, like, the real costume in here or whatever. But I was like, they could have found a fucking better looking thing than that shit. I was looking at that thing like, that looks horrible. Like, even the front chest area of it, I was just like, I don't even know kids that wear some fake ass. I'd rather see that muscle shirt Batman costume, whatever, put on or whatever, than that shit. I was like, that looks horrible. I was like, they don't even look like Batman, honestly. And the best joke they can come up with him is saying, hey, what time is it? Oh god, I'm late. Oh, I'm late. Oh, I'm late. I was just like,
no, actually, the funniest joke, actually, the one that actually made me kind of like crack a smile, the only one this whole movie, is when he was doing the jumper thing. Then he jumped and he landed on Prince Caspian's sword. And he goes, it's the guy that ruined Star Wars. That was actually kind of funny.
For you, yeah. I'm about to say that.
It was the only thing that actually kind of cracked the smile.
That shit made me irritated, honestly. I was getting irritated at the point because, god damn, man. who the fuck? You know what the biggest bullshit of this movie, too? Is as soon as the movie ends, it says written by. Didn't nobody write this shit?
I think they just went along. I think everything was improv.
Didn't nobody write this shit? It don't take no writing to put this shit together. They actually sat up here and got the nerve to tell people. Because that's the first thing that pops up when a movie starts and when it ends. Written by Aaron. I was like, nobody wrote this shit. This ain't no fucking
movie. Seriously, how do you, like... I know these guys aren't going to get big name people. I mean, you know what I mean? Big actors and stuff in their movies. Like...
They'll get TV actors at best. That's the
or they're going to get, like, people that work at a coffee shop or a waitress or a waiter.
Most of these people they have on here were TV actors. I mean, Tony Cox is the biggest actor in here.
Besides Carmen?
he's much bigger than Carmen Electra. Carmen Electra's not an actress. She's a whore. There's a difference. Tony Cox has actually been in movies. Okay, so you know, we can keep that.
The girl that played the Enchanted Princess, that was annoying as fuck. She was also Amy Winehouse and Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, I know. Oh my god, that princess shit was annoying. The black dude, he's fucking annoying as well.
You mean G-Thang?
G-Thang, Calvin, whatever the fuck his name was.
That's what he went by, Gary G-Thang Johnson.
No, his name was Calvin in the movie too.
But in real life, that's what he goes by.
Yeah, I know, but you know, in real life, he's an idiot as well. He belongs in this fucking movie, or whatever. And the first thing you see is him dating Kim Kardashian. He's like, all right, you already know this movie's a fucking fantasy. His fat black ass is no way in hell. Well, you know what? Then again, he did kind of like Kanye West a little bit.
he was in Moneyball.
Did he not look like Kanye West a little bit though?
A little.
Yeah, if Kanye was a little fatter. Yeah, I can see. Never mind. So you know what? Never mind. That ain't unbelievable.
But I don't. These guys, I don't understand how they're getting people to come into and do their fucking movies.
Well, because all these people that we just named off, they're nothing but like either they worked on some TV show that never got off the ground or whatever, or just had one season or whatever, or they were just unknown and they just wanted to be in a movie. They get paid for it or whatever. And how could you not look at their track record? And go, if you were a no-name actor or whatever, or actress or whatever, and you wouldn't get any work or whatever, and look at their track record and go like, well, they made $8 million or whatever for a $20 million fucking dollar budget film or whatever. I'm going to get paid for this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you, if they ask me, I tell them, go fuck they. So there's no... I say the only way I'd be in this movie is if I'm in a fucking background where you won't even see my fucking face.
Yeah, and the whole, after like the whole Wanda thing, they break into Music Number from High School Musical.
You know what? That was the only time I thought that they sat down and did work on it. Because I was like, well, at least their fucking choreographer is like got this dance routine on track. I mean, everything is insane.
When they did who does the Superman, the one song that they did? It was not, they did the dance. Was it T.I.?
It was Justin Timberlake.
No. When they did the, you know, we're Superman that ho.
Oh, you're talking about Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy, that's it. They obviously had original writing for that, but the dance was spot on of that song.
It looked like that's where they put the most effort into putting something
that's
together.
That's where the $20 million budget went to choreography.
Yeah, it went to the fucking dance routine, because I was just like, well, nobody's messing up in this scene or whatever. I was like, at the time, maybe that really is the fucking High School Musical crew or whatever, because they had to... I think that's the only way to work out this way, because I know goddamn well they just spent all this time just putting a goddamn choreographer routine together. I was like, there's no way impossible that they spent their time doing that for this little 2-1 minute scene they got here.
Mm-hmm. And then they have like a radio broadcast. Like, who the fuck? You see that radio was like looked like from the fucking 50s.
Thank you. And the fucking apartment looked like it was 2013 at the time.
And the guy was having a super duper sweet 16 when he's 25.
I've never had a sweet 16. I was just like, oh, you got this hot-ass girlfriend. Like, this doesn't make any fucking sense. And then they put a sign up. Like, I'm going to ask you this right now, Z. Was that supposed to be funny?
No. It was supposed to, but it wasn't.
Like, look, see that and just go like, oh, he has a sign to say Super Duper Sweet 16. That's funny. Who would laugh at that, honestly?
I told you, people with water wings and short bus riders.
That was a visual gag, but at the same time, it was just like, there's no punchline. It's nothing funny about, like, who cares if grown-ass people have a sweet 16? That's not funny at all.
No.
It's sad, actually. It's not funny.
And it's sad that a guy wants to have a sweet 16 party.
Yeah, exactly. You mean to tell me he ditched this hot-ass girlfriend? You mean to tell me that this dumb-ass dude right here can't commit to the hottest fucking piece of ass that's walking in this fucking movie?
Yeah.
You seriously tell me, and he gives it up for a sweet 16 birthday party. Are you fucking... And then, okay, see, when she left the apartment, I know we keep going back and forth to this beginning, because honestly, people, the first 30 fucking minutes... There is no fucking plot or story. It was just something happening after happening. It didn't really get to a story till like toward the end of the fucking film. It was like, really? So that's what this film built up to? But that, when she left his apartment with that fucking midget she had or whatever, did a day pass or 2 days or something like that? Because I could have sworn he said, are you coming to my party tonight? And it's still daytime. And then when his girlfriend, Amy, shows up to the party, didn't he not say, she's dating this dude right now or whatever? I was like, well, that was quick. How the fuck did you know?
Well, obviously she was a slut.
How was the time span, though, of him finding out that she was dating somebody else and that she moved on that goddamn... Like honestly, I sort of got only a minute passed in this movie of time frame or whatever. Of like, because like he said at night, but the fucking sun was still out. Yeah, the sun was still out, and it was still morning or whatever, so I'm assuming that, like, oh, just like an hour passed or something like that, and the party started or whatever, and she comes back with a new boyfriend, or and he was just like, oh, I can't get back with her now, she's dating some other guy now, or whatever. I'm just like, when the fuck did all this happen?
The second she walked out the door?
Exactly. These jackasses can't even keep up with their own goddamn time span of the fucking movie.
What did the, two things. The radio, when they're doing the radio thing, they're like, an asteroid attacked the ghetto. I'm okay with that. That's a you know, a stupid joke when there.
But that wasn't even fucking funny. Like if you want to do a black stereotype joke or whatever, because, like, after they said that, all the black people was like, oh, man, that's messed up. I'm just like... That's not even funny. You know who did a funny black racial joke or whatever? I'm going to tell you this right now. And it kind of is a spoof movie in its own right. It was Harold and Kumar from Guantanamo Bay.
Uh-huh.
Is when the white cop goes to the fucking, like, project area or whatever, and he pulls out, like, a grape soda can and starts pouring that shit out. And, like, they're like, the fuck is this? Was that supposed to mean something else? And he's like, yeah, you get mad now or whatever. I was like, that's funny or whatever, because the black people are like, that's not, we ain't offended by that, man. What the fuck? But here, they just like, an asteroid hit the ghetto. Black people just go like, oh, man, that's fucked up. See, y'all. And it was like...
I know. But what did he say that, like, everyone lost their mind?
Oh, a fucking... A pink berry got hit.
What the hell is that?
It's like a yogurt shop.
Oh.
Nobody gives a fuck about a pink berry.
That makes no sense, because I have no idea what that was. So if you live in... That must be, like, on a West Coast thing. So yeah, that really does...
as well.
It is it. So if you you don't know what that is, and they say that, we're like, what the fuck's a pink berry?
Well, see, when I first saw the movie, I didn't hear what they said, whatever. So when I rewatched it last night or whatever and shit, and I heard them say that, and I was like, why the fuck people are getting... No, pink berry isn't like a fucking popular... I could understand if they would have said Starbucks. Maybe I'd have been like, okay, I get that part, because everybody's talking that Starbucks. But who the fuck craves pink berry? I never once heard anybody go say, man, I'm craving some pink berry. I need to go to pink berry. Like, I'll never see that fucking place crowded or anything. It didn't make any fucking sense. God damn.
And then they go outside, and then... They go outside and all this shit. They see Hannah Montana, which is retarded.
Make sense, see?
And did they get Will Smith to play Hancock? Because that really looked like him.
That's the one thing about these movies, though, is they always get unknown actors that look like the real actors from these fucking movies.
Do you think they get impersonators?
I wouldn't be surprised if they went to stunt doubles.
Okay.
Because, you know, stunt doubles, they don't never get seen in movies.
Because it sounded like him, too. I mean, it sounded exactly like him in Hancock.
I don't know. You know what? Honestly, to find these people, I would assume they have to go through an arm and a length or whatever. Or maybe they just put up a casting call to say, hey, you look like Will Smith and can talk like him. Come on in or whatever. And then a bunch of people just show up and they go like, oh, that's the best Will impersonator right there. Let's pick him. I don't know how that fucking works out, honestly. But
yeah.
I was even from seeing some of the movies or whatever, they do get people that do kind of look like some of the people in these fucking films. Where, and I go like, ah, maybe they go to one of their conventions. They probably pop up at Comic-Con or something like that, or WonderCon, and be like, hey, you want to be in a movie or whatever? And I'm like, hell yeah, dude, whatever. Come here. Come in here real quick or whatever and shit. And then you start, it's like, okay, my name's Jason Friedberg and Aaron Seltzer, or the fuck they names it. Maybe I got that backwards or whatever and shit. Who gives a fuck, though, whatever. And he was like, we're making a movie called Disaster Movie. We just need you to play. They give that black dude here, you put this beanie on and this vest and all that, and just talk like Will Smith or whatever. Where's my lines at? No, you just talk like Will Smith. That's your line. Gotta see a script. Dude, we made Meet the Spartans. Oh, okay, you're those guys. Okay, then never mind.
Exactly. And then somehow the city just obviously freezes over. And then they run into a warehouse and they meet the Sex and the City girls, and they got Sarah Jessica Parker right on.
Well, before that though, like that was when the Hulk and all them showed up. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What was the fucking funny part of a cow falling on them?
I think it was just a thing on Twister.
Yeah, I know there was a Twister because you saw that cow in the trailer or whatever, but I was just like, who in that movie said, oh, I wish that cow would just, like, land on somebody and, like, be a laugh track? And then they do it in this movie, like, four fucking times. And then, at least the cow didn't fall on, and the cow hits the Hulk. Or I was like, if the cow hit the Hulk would smash that motherfucker.
They should have done that. The cow hits the Hulk, and all of a sudden he just blows up and turns a hamburger.
Exactly.
That would have been actually kind of a fun chuckle. But he loses his pants. And you can obviously see he's wearing something underneath that's green.
Yeah, exactly. Because I saw like a line around the waist or whatever, and I was just like, that's not even like, who the fuck thinks that, like, oh, what if the Hulk's pants fell off? Wouldn't that be funny? No.
And it's like, and then he walks in there. He's all calm. He's like, he looks like a regular nerd. He goes, "You're not gonna like me when I'm angry."
That was the most poor ass.
They could have got Lou Ferrigno to do that.
They probably did, but they couldn't understand a word he was saying. They said, okay, because he speak English and shit like that. Hey, you want the picture? You want the picture? Hey, I Hulk. Oh, my God. And then, you know what? And then they got to the Sex and the City scene, which, what the fuck was that, honestly?
I don't know. They made Carrie Bradshaw look like a man who was Sarah Jessica Parker. He fights Juno.
They steal things from Don't Mess With the Zohan. I was just like, that wasn't even a big hit. No. They just took in movies. Like, honestly, they just went to trailer reel or some shit like that, whatever, and just, like, stole.
They had the to. And then,
that thing was the biggest thing of that Don't Mess With the Zohan trailer or whatever, and they just stole that out the fucking movie, the trailer, and just put that in this movie or whatever, and just say, oh, wouldn't it be funny if my baby's feet, like, how's your baby's feet? It's like, no! None of that shit is funny.
And then they do, like, then Amy calls Will and says, you know, I'm stuck at a, huh?
Why, though? Like at the party, he calls her a bitch and she walks off, whatever, and then out of nowhere, she just calls and be like, I'm at the museum or whatever. I'm kind of scared and nervous. But I'm just like, why the
You know what? Exists, okay? I would think because he's pussy whipped and she, you know, he's always there.
The thing is, I never got that because we only see her on screen two times before that, and the two times we saw it, he pretty much told her to go fuck off.
Mm-hmm. But
so that didn't even make any sense. All the people she could have called, even that new dude she was dating or whatever, who, honestly, that never even got brought up again. There is no script or story there, but she just calls this dude or whatever and say, I'm at the museum, I'm scared or whatever. And then he gets a call back and she's like, I'm trapped under this thing or whatever, can you help me or whatever? And then he's trying to say, oh, I love you or whatever. And it's...
Then the AT&T call drop.
And then it just says, oh, they didn't mess up when it's a call drop. It's like, it's 2008 and they still using these old-ass 1994 phones in these fucking movies. Did you see those two phones they were using?
Yeah.
Exactly. 2008, the iPhone was it. They could at least put that in there or something.
Then Kim Kardashian dies. And then all of a sudden they bring out... the girl from Enchanted, and then they have a dance off from Step Up 2. Not 1, 2.
And they even mention that. He's like, oh, we're going to have a dance off like from Step Up 1 where the guy comes and joins the dance club. He's like, no, I'm thinking Step Up 2 where the girl joins the dance club. I'm just like, yeah, you're kidding me now. now.
At least get the one that has the bigger star in the movie. Channing Tatum.
They can't get Channing Tatum in the fucking movie to do this.
Well, he won't now, but 2008 possible, but not now.
You know what? I don't give a shit about Kim Kardashian, but she damn sure looked better than the fucking Enchantress bitch. I don't know.
I thought that too. I fucking thought that too.
I don't know where the fuck this black dude is. Like, I forgot Kim's name in the movie, so I'm just gonna say Kim or whatever. I think her name was Lisa or some shit like that. Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, he's just like. Lisa who? I was just like, oh, no, damn well you didn't forget her to go over this bitch, right? Like,
and what was the point of them doing, like, the commercial with the headache? What was the point of that?
That came out of nowhere, too, because that was, like, right after the whole...
Chipmunks thing.
It was after the chipmunks thing, and then her knees are bleeding, and then she out of nowhere, this commercial just showed up, rubbing it on her head, and I was just like, what the fuck did that have to do with her knees?
And then the yeast infection?
Yeah, exactly. That, and then a fucking bread?
Sourdough, yeah.
A sourdough bread? I was like, this, who the fuck wrote this shit? Like, nobody wrote this shit. Nobody. Oh my god. They had the audacity to put written on and directed by. Did nobody write or direct this shit?
Then, you know, the chipmunks thing, they killed Juno because they had rabies.
That shit looked so fake, too. I was like, $20 million, and they couldn't even put, like, at least real blood in the fuck or something.
Could they get sued because they did say Alvin and the chipmunks?
That's what I'm thinking, right?
But because Alvin had a C on it, but they couldn't say Calvin because that was the one guy's name.
Yeah, and he yells it out just, like, from, like, the original show and movie or whatever, which I actually know the attorney... That handles all of the Alvin and Chipmunks. That's a good question. I might have to ask him that over the week.
you gotta ask him that because they did say it.
Yeah, exactly. And the reason why these people are in fucked up costumes and shit like that is because if they were to put them in the real actual costumes and shit like that, or even put the chipmunks in the real outfits that they wear, they'd get sued for that shit or whatever because they don't have the rights for that shit. So for him to yell out Alvin or whatever, I would imagine there's got to be some legal claims on that shit. I'd imagine by now it's probably too late because 2008 to 2013, that file is probably already dead and done with or whatever.
You know, they're probably just singing. They probably saw this movie like, we're not even going to fucking waste our time with that shit.
Not even going to waste our time. And you know what? Maybe fucking Freeberg and Seltzer, they made over fucking $200 million off the previous two fucking films or whatever. They probably just paid them off and was like, here's $10 million. Just let this slide by. Okay, fuck it.
Probably.
Because the dude that works on Alvin and Chipmunk, that dude is old as shit, dude. I'm telling you right now. He's old.
And
he's like 86 years old, man. I met this guy. I was like, damn, man.
What was the point of Kim Kardashian's mom calling Calvin... And then the whole poop joke on his face, because he uses his phone as a shoe, like a Get Smart thing.
Like, and the funny thing about that, like, is that he kept smearing it all over his face. And I was just like, how could you not know you're that don't even make any fucking sense, honestly. Whatever.
And then he just magically wipes from his forehead down, and it's all gone.
That didn't even look like real shit.
That's why continuity doesn't matter in these type of movies.
No, continuity and everything or whatever. I mean, even when the chipmunks were eating out. Junae's spine and shit like that. Or you could tell it was paper. It was cardboard. I was like, man, they didn't even have the decency to zoom just looking at what's her name's face or whatever. Or they could even just put it's fucking chipmunks. They could have put blood on their fucking face or something like that. Or whatever. I was like, ain't nobody gonna fucking
know
it.
And they both guys got bit.
And they had rabies.
Yeah. And they go. They sing two songs, and then you go to a rock song, and all of a sudden they have rabies.
Ha 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 ha, chipmunks sing cute little lovey song. Wouldn't it be funny if they did a metal song once? No, not really. Because as adults, we don't even give a fuck about the chipmunks anymore. So who is this for?
I don't know. And then you know, they're going to see Amy, who was trapped under a fucking statue, and you have to be, like, perfectly standing still in front of that thing.
Okay, when they lift that statue up, there was blood on that blade or whatever, but her fucking body was perfectly fine. I was just looking at that like, alright, you know what?
Yeah.
That didn't even make any fucking sense. She should have been either... Okay, she shouldn't have died. I'm not going to give her that.
She could have been in shock.
Yeah, she should have been in shock with her, but the way they just lift, like, what was the whole point? Like, let's make her unconscious, or whatever. And all they do is lift the goddamn thing off her, because clearly it didn't go through her. It was just like poking her real hard. Clearly, it should have went through her, because that statue had to weigh a lot, first of all, and it was blood on it. So I'm assuming that it went through. But when she stands up, it's like, oh, okay, glad you guys got that off me. I'm just looking at that like, all right, man. Anyway.
And then she pulls the crystal skull out of her bottom of her dress, and I'm like.
Out of her vagina.
Where the fuck did that come from? That was just...
How did she even fucking know about it? Like, what was the fuck?
Yeah, because he has that dream and says the end of the world, and I think he said something about the skull, too, and she didn't think anything of it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, all of a sudden, she... Oh, I know all the secrets about it. It's like, did they forget that they even had a fucking argument? Like, that they were even...
No, it's never brought up again.
I think they literally, I'm not even going to call them filmmakers, these jackasses, I think these two jackasses forgot that these two argued at the beginning of the movie and that she just dissed him on the whole crystal skull thing, even though she was hiding it in her vagina the whole fucking movie, I'm assuming.
These guys probably make movies out of her parents' basement.
Seriously, I'm thinking that too now, whatever. I think they make this shit in their fucking backyard, honestly. How could you diss someone at the beginning of the fucking movie when he brings up a crystal skull and you've been hiding that shit in your fucking vagina the whole goddamn time?
And how can these studios give them $20 million?
That's a lot. They won't even give independent movies like fucking Fruitvale Station that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And it makes no fucking sense.
And then...
How many movies that are actually that's been good or whatever, even from last year, even this year, or whatever, that had big name directors attached to it that couldn't get a full wide release on that shit because of the chance the studios didn't want to take with it being what it was or whatever, and gave these two jackasses $20 million to give a full wide release.
Exactly.
That's fucking ridiculous, or whatever. So she tells them, we need to go put this crystal skull back, or whatever. The black dude in the trenches, they trying to leave. They can't open a fucking door.
Yeah, and then they do the night in the museum where everything comes wrong, and then, like, I can't remember Robin Williams' character. He's chasing the Indian around.
They didn't even have the budget to fucking bring the bones dinosaur in there or whatever. They just showed the feet and shit or whatever. So I was like,
and then the funny thing fucked up was he's chasing the Indian girl around.
Yeah.
And then they turn around a pillar. They turn around the corner, and then the whole classic gag that a mummy starts walking out from behind that pillar. Like, that gag was from the fucking 40s.
None of this shit is funny. Like, seriously, we're sitting up, like, we're seriously sitting up here trying to debate up here. Like, all the shit we brought up, like, was that supposed to be funny?
You know what? Thinking about this, even if you're drunk off your ass, like, I'm literally liquored up, you would not even find this funny if you're drunk off your ass.
I was drinking last night. I was damn near drunk. I was angrily drunk.
This is a great shot game.
I had fucking Jack Daniels and fucking Coke, and I could take a picture of this fucking bottle and show you where it's been at or whatever, but it's damn near at the bottom, whatever. Now, granted, I was with my woman or whatever, so, you know, he was pouring it back and forth, whatever, and it's not that big of a bottle, but at the same time, the motherfucker is empty. It's got enough for one more glass or whatever. So, yeah, it's not funny at all, whatever. It's more pissing you off, whatever. Then Kung Fu Panda shows up.
And a horrible looking rendition of Kung Fu Panda. This looks like a fat guy.
What was the point of that? Like, that didn't make any sense. So now the black dude can do Kung Fu and shit now all of a sudden? That didn't make any sense. Beowulf shows up.
The enchanted girl is a transvestite the whole time?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Like, she's a black dude or whatever, apparently. And fucking Beowulf shows up, and the whole joke with him is, oh, he fights naked, he's gay. Who didn't think of that when they saw Beowulf? Like, hey, put some clothes on or whatever. The thing with their jokes in this fucking movie that they take from the movies that we think of or whatever, it's like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if he was gay because he fights naked all the time or whatever. We think of that shit for about 5 fucking seconds. They run these fucking jokes into the goddamn ground.
Mm-hmm.
That whole Beowulf shit went on for at least fucking 3 minutes. I was just sitting there like, okay, we fucking get it. Okay. He's fucking gay. Can we just... This is the part where I was like, this movie can't be an hour and a couple of minutes or whatever, because I was like, this shit is just... It is dragging. I was like, oh, this ending is just... They just hurry the fuck up and get to the black midget part or whatever.
You know what's funny? The runtime is 87 minutes, and the uncut runtime is 88 minutes.
Get the fuck out of here. Is that song and dance at the end longer?
What could they add a minute to that was cut from the full movie?
You know what we said earlier? Well, at least what I said earlier. They could put they put so much in 5 fucking minutes, like as far as like referencing shit that doesn't even make any goddamn sense. I wouldn't be surprised if they put three more references in that one goddamn minute, to be honest.
Probably.
I would not be shocked by that or whatever.
And then they did the whole, the classic Michael Jackson with a kid and a monkey. And
that wasn't even funny.
And the Mach 5. Which they did a horrible spoof on Speed Racer.
That wasn't even funny either. I love this. I don't give a shit about that movie, but the cartoon.
Yes, the cartoon's great.
The cartoon was my shit, man. I used to get home from school and I used to read. My fucking mom still watches that shit. She loved that shit. The cartoon was fucking amazing. I love that cartoon. Whatever. They didn't even get that shit right, though. Like, the Entrancers throws him out the car. I was like, I'm jacking you, fool. And, like, when she was shooting the gun, there wasn't even a fucking flash going from the goddamn gun. Like, how you see when a gun fires off, whatever. Like,
yeah, and how hard is it to add a muzzle flash to a gun?
Oh my god, this shit is so cheap. All I did was put a sound effect in the background. I was just like, you gotta be shitting me. She's not even holding the gun right, number one. It's not even showing a flash from the goddamn trigger hole, whatever, anything like that. All they got is this cheap-ass sound in the fucking background, whatever. I was like, this fucking movie is... And how many clips, rounds is in that fucking clip? It's a 9mm! And then they open up the trunk because they hear a hee-hee-hee. And then it's just Michael Jackson in the trunk. He's like, oh, we're just playing with a monkey in the fuck. We're just playing with my monkey. And I'm just like, wow. You know, when comedians make fun of that, at least it's kind of funny or whatever and shit. But this wasn't even, this ain't even funny at all.
And then they did the classic Speed Racer with the colorful background.
Seriously, they just... How could they... Oh, my God. Fuck this movie. So then we get to the Beowulf scene, and then finally the girlfriend, Amy, she just ends it by stabbing. I was like, you couldn't do that earlier? You let this shit drag on?
I know, and then they kept talking, like, let's get this over so I can take you to brunch and take you to go to... I got tickets to see those guys or whatever the hell that play is.
Yeah, it was some... it was supposed to be, like, a considered a gay play or whatever and shit like that, whatever. But I was just like, we fucking get it, all right? we don't need... They keep cramming this shit down our throats, like, honestly. Like, he kept saying, I am Beowulf, and the dude just kept saying, but you're naked, whatever. He's like, this is how we fight. And he's like, I got a partner, and we fight together and stuff like that. I was just like, okay, we get it now, whatever. And then he's, like, on his back riding him naked, whatever. He's like, hey, let's hurry up and finish this. Just submit so I can take you out to brunch, and we can talk about something, whatever. And then we can go see this play together or whatever, and I'm the Beowulf. I was like, okay.
Now, did they use Kung Fu Panda and Alvin and Chipmunks for kids' movies? Did they just, like, oh, let's just push the envelope and make them bad and kill someone?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Honestly, after seeing five or six of these bastards' fucking movies, I honestly don't know what's going on through their fucking brain, honestly.
This movie deserves, like the illegally stream this movie to watch it, not pay them money.
How the fuck you think I watched it?
How you think I watched it?
And I don't even fucking do that shit.
And then you see the black midget Jones, Indiana Jones, that wraps his whip along a ceiling fan that just happens.
Where the fuck did that come from?
I know, they show that scene and there's no fan, and then all of a sudden the fan is there.
Honestly, when they walk into this room, whatever, this midget comes out of fucking nowhere. Like I didn't even get an Indiana Jones vibe from this fucking scene. Where I was just looking like, because using that fucking whip didn't make any sense, because, like the girl said, it's a walking distance, 10 feet away, whatever. So when I saw that, I was just like, oh, you can just walk over there, put the skull on, movie ends, or whatever. They dragged that shit out for another 10 fucking minutes. I was just like, you've got to be shit. Then Tony Cox, midget ass, shows up. This Negro shows up talking about, I'm your father. I paused and said, you got to be fucking kidding me. This movie's been building up. Because I looked at the other time, I was like, it's only fucking 15 minutes left of the fucking movie. I was like, this movie's been building up just to say, just to this little midget Black Jones can show up, just say, I'm your fucking father? You gotta be shitting. And then him just to hit on his girlfriend and talk about his mama was a freaking judge. It's like, and then crack the oldest Indiana Jones joke ever or whatever when he throws the whip. Oh, my back. Oh, I'm getting too old for that. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah.
You got to be fucking kidding me.
Then Will finally puts it on and, oh, disaster averted.
And a ceiling. Why is there a ceiling fan in this area, first of all?
And where, this is in the museum?
Yeah.
I never been to that part of the museum.
Okay, man, fuck this. So, yeah, and then Will puts it on, he hits his girlfriend. What was the point of that? Like, the whip hits his girlfriend, and he just slides over, puts the thing on, or whatever, and then that's the end of the, well, it ain't the end of the movie, because then they have a fucking song and dance. No, they get married, and they put the fucking love group in there. Oh my! I forgot about that shit.
Because that movie probably didn't come out till, you know, till after after production. So they're probably like, this movie's, it's Mike Myers. You know, he's done Shrek. He's gonna make so much money with Love Guru.
I was just about to say that. Like, the movie didn't come out till later that year or whatever and shit, but they was like, Mike Myers is in it, Austin Powers was huge, Shrek was just huge or whatever. That fucking brought back that it's going to be a huge movie because he's in it or whatever and shit, so let's make fun of that shit or whatever. And I said, that movie was fucking almost 10 times as worse as this movie or whatever. And I was like, they're parodying bad fucking movies now or whatever. I said, Jesus Christ. And then, how does it ends with her, Amy, punching him, and then he's out of nowhere, like, fucking, whatever this, Will is his name, whatever the fuck his name, he gets a guitar and starts singing, I'm sleeping with someone, I forgot, and then everybody starts fucking singing and dancing a Hollywood fucking song, and talking about,
Tony Cox is like, he's like very awkwardly, I'm sleeping with Indy, like, you know what I mean?
He does it very, that guy has no rhythm or whatever, okay. Oh, fuck this, and then the biggest insult, as soon as the screen goes black, written and directed by.
then they did goofs throughout the whole thing. Like, the whole movie's a goof, so you watched almost an hour and a half of goofs.
Yeah, fuck this movie. Yeah, fuck it straight to the goddamn ground. I swear to God, the biggest insult was, as soon as the screen goes black, it says written and directed by. Like that's the first thing that shows up when it ends, where it's written and directed by Jason Freeberg, Aaron Seltzer. It's like, oh, they didn't write this shit. They didn't direct this shit. Nobody did nothing on this movie. They just came on set and just said, hey, do this. Gotcha. Film it.
So, what's your rating?
Oh, it's the hugest fucking I've ever given in the fucking movie spoilers throwback Tuesday history or whatever. It's the biggest fuck. It ain't even worth the fucking. If I had something lower than that, I'd give it. Only Macho Man was here or whatever to say, oh boy, I'm gonna drop that elbow down. It's the double mighty old fucking.
this movie deserves no bag. It deserves burn every type of popcorn in the world. No popcorn allowed for this
popcorn's
movie.
Popcorn's getting stuck in your teeth constantly.
It's in your teeth for like months at a time, and you can't get it out. You have to go. You have to pay $200 to see a dentist to get the popcorn out.
Even he tells you, I can't find it, or whatever. You're like, fuck.
Well, I guess you're living with that popcorn now. It's part of you now.
You have to get new teeth in general now. He's like, I gotta remove the whole thing. That's what this movie is.
Exactly. That's exactly what this fucking movie is.
Disaster movie, man. Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you never gonna pick one of their movies again?
I never pick it.
Well, you have to watch Starving Games.
Oh, shit.
You have to pay to see that one.
I know, because I have no screeners for that shit. So I gotta pay for that shit. That's the thing about these fucking movies, too. They don't have screeners for them because they know they don't give a fuck what critics think, because they know they're gonna make a lot of money. So they just put this shit in theaters, whatever. That means I have to pay for this shit. God damn! I ain't taking a swig now.
They don't screen these movies for credits. Cause they know what they're gonna get.
Oh man!
What was that guy from Australia thinking? He gave it 3.5 out of 5 stars.
That's fucking generous, honestly. Like, watching a movie like this could really make you appreciate other bad films.
It says this one guy, he gave it a C+ for Entertainment Weekly. He goes, the movie. What's that?
Go ahead.
He goes, it's quite funny to see Hannah Montana still promoting her tie-in product as she's crushed and dying under a meteor.
The funny thing about that is, I watch Disney Channel because it has all the, well, I don't know about 2008. I think it had like little Marvel shit on there now and then or whatever, maybe. But I watch all that. They had the, you know what they did? They had the old Spider-Man cartoon there, and I used to watch that shit, whatever. I never once saw fucking Hannah Montana or fucking Miley Cyrus promo gig or anything like that of her sponsor. So I'm like, I didn't find that funny because I know that they were saying like, oh, she markets the shit out of her shit or whatever. I was like, I never once saw a marketing thing for her.
Mm.
Have you?
No.
Honestly, so like, so they talk about like, oh, she marketed.
Well, this is in 2008, and Hannah Montana was huge, and she was everywhere.
Yeah, she was huge,
but she doesn't do that.
I've never seen her do no shit.
They
like
really,
that.
They really drug that one in the ground. That makes sense. Kind of like the Barry thing.
Because I saw that fucking concert movie, the Miley Cyrus one, whatever shit like that. I never once saw her doing that shit in there. And once again, I watched the Disney Channel this time. I still do, whatever, because they have all those animation shit on there that I like, whatever. I never once saw through commercial Hannah Montana shit.
No, me either.
Not like this, whatever. So I was like, I don't even get this joke, honestly. I was like, I understand it's Miley Cyrus, hey, buy my album and shit like that. Okay, that, all right, I get that as an artist thing or whatever, but I was just like, I don't get that as being like, hey, that's what Miley Cyrus does. Like, when did that become a thing, that Miley Cyrus, she fucking promotes her things even, like, in the most disastrous situations?
No. You know what they're going to do? You know what I guarantee they're going to do? Not in this next one, but their next Fast and Furious spoof they're going to do? I guarantee you they're going to do what Miley Cyrus is now. They're going to do it for that she's a wholesome girl and turn into a slut.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do it in the Starving Games one.
Yeah, because I would say, because she came a slut now, this year.
They make these movies in a day.
I'll tell you this right now. It's not even made yet. It's not made till like the day it's premiered.
That's right. So they make these movies in a fucking day, okay? So I wouldn't be surprised. I can already tell you, because I've seen the trailer. They got the Avengers in there. The Hunger Games, of course, whatever. They make fun of, like, Katniss. Like, when her name doesn't get called, she starts dancing and go like, I didn't get picked. I'm just like...
You know what's bad? I just looked at the home movie thing. They sold 410,000 DVDs, bringing in $8.4 million. This is what's wrong with America. Not, you know, we can talk about the whole Rush box office thing, too, but...
Yeah, we can, because we just got done, before we started recording, we were talking about that, and that's a fucking insult to that movie.
And
I still think it's the best movie of the year so far.
And, yeah, me too. And, this is what's wrong with America. I guarantee you, if Starving Games is worldwide, it's going to make its fucking budget back, because people are stupid.
It's just released overseas or in America. It's going to make its budget back either way. It doesn't fucking make a difference.
I bet you anymore. People go overseas, you know, people like in China or Russia or whatever, they laugh their ass off of this shit.
Yeah. It goes back to when I made that rant I did or whatever about movies and shit or whatever. It's like, people, you pay with your fucking dollars. You keep talking shit about these movies and how much you hate these fucking directors, but you keep fucking paying to go see them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna keep happening. So don't sit up here and tell me you can't stand these two motherfuckers when you keep paying to see they shit.
And I fit as a director. I'm just...
You're insulted.
I'm very insulted.
You're very fucking insulted or whatever, because you're probably... When you go mainstream, you're probably gonna fucking struggle your ass off for about 3 years before you hit mainstream, and you're gonna be like, I bet these two jackasses didn't struggle not one bit in their lifetime.
Mm-mm.
Man, fuck these two bastards. I hope they fucking die.
Wow.
I really do. I never wish that on anybody, but I hope they fucking die. Fast and Furious spoof.
And these guys all did the scary movies, too. Well, except the new one.
Fast and Furious is a fucking spoof. And that's funny. That's the worst one, too, whatever the new one. The Fast and Furious is a spoof already or whatever. They make the jokes themselves in the fucking movie that we didn't think. What do you think they're going to make fun of? It's like, on Fast and Furious, like, oh.
Vin Diesel?
Yeah, how he keeps talking about family and you can't understand a word he said. They're going to make fun of that. I bet they're going to have The Rock doing some kind of, like, muscle shit in there or whatever, something like that. I bet they're going to have, like, no one get injured and make fun of that shit where it's like, we already make these fucking jokes or whatever. Like, they're not, and these are horrible jokes, bastards.
And they're going to make it worse. And the bad thing is, these guys, this movie, disaster movie, got nominated for 6 Razzies, which is the worst of the worst. Didn't win one.
How much you want to bet they're going to have X-Men in Fast and Furious, that spoof?
Haven't they already done X-Men?
I bet they're going to have an X-Men spoof in there. They're going to have, like, a team come up together or something. I bet they'll throw the X-Men for that Days of Future Past movie that's coming out. They're going to throw that spoof in there, probably. They're going to do a lot of shit. I bet. I'm willing to bet it.
Yeah, probably. And I don't want to talk about this movie no more.
I bet they throw a Ben Affleck joke in there about Batman.
Yeah, because that was just probably made. So, Spider-Man.
I wouldn't be surprised at that either.
Maybe Gravity.
Spider-Man's gonna race Vin Diesel. Yeah, there you go.
And Spider-Man's gonna have webs coming out of his dick.
Yeah, out of his ass. He'll be shooting him out of his dick in the ass, and he could.
They haven't done that. I don't think they've touched Spider-Man yet, have they?
I can't remember the fucking Epic movie or whatever.
Oh, that was just on, that was I was cleaning my parents' house yesterday because I was filming there, and my mom's like, "Oh, what's Epic movie?" I'm like, "Don't watch it."
Yeah, you'll probably die, Mom.
I'm like, don't watch. And you know what the bad thing is? They had Cal Penn in it, who's kind of funny. And they had, who was that creepy guy? Who was the guy in Back to the Future who played young Marty?
I honestly don't remember. I'm not going to lie. Well, I don't remember Epic Movie at all.
Well, Back to the Future, he played the weird, awkward guy. I got to look this up now. But he's a classic cult following star.
Tell your mom that if you watch Epic Movie, it's like that
Crispin,
movie.
It's Crispin Glover.
Okay, that's nice. Whatever. Tell your mom if she watches this movie, it's gonna be like The Fucking Ring, like some little girl. That's gonna happen. You watch these movies at home, whatever. Some little girl's gonna pop out of your screen, slap the shit out of you, and pop back in the screen, whatever, and then say, now, "Turn it off." Okay, do you want that to happen to your mom?
No.
I don't think anybody wants that to happen to their mom. Damn.
Why do they do this shit? What is the point? What is the point? Why is Lionsgate that stupid?
Lionsgate is known for releasing shit. Like, they'll greenlight any goddamn thing, but even they have to look at this and go like, alright, come on now.
Does he really think it's funny?
Honestly, I'll tell you this right now. If you are a filmmaker out there, whatever, and you want to go with these big studios, you try your hands at Lionsgate first. I'll tell you that right now. I think they'll some of the shit I've seen them release, whatever, I think they'll greenlight anything.
I believe it. I'm looking at their fucking movies right now.
Yeah, it's. I mean, they got some winners in there sometimes over there, but they got a lot more misses than winners.
Well, Hunger Games.
Hunger Games is probably their biggest of all time release.
They did Peoples. Did you choke?
Got fucking choked or whatever. All right, you son of a bitch. All right, moving on now. Fuck you, Lionsgate. Probably saying, well, but they made Hunger Games. Fuck that movie.
Did Twilight.
All right. I'm moving on now. I don't want to talk more about this shit. I'm done with this
Let's
shit.
Let's get the comments. Let's get the comments.
Gotta erase my history off of my fucking computer now for that shit.
You probably got a virus.
Like, virus my fucking computer right now or whatever. Shit. Yeah, update the Mac 7.0 hybrid shit here or whatever. Fuck. Are you ready to get in comments now, man?
Yeah, let's just get this movie over with.
Yeah, damn, man. Roland Winchell, first comment here. He says, you know, I used to love this film. He's talking about From Dusk Till Dawn, of course. You know, I used to love this film growing up, but I rewatched it before you guys reviewed, and it doesn't hold up as good as I thought it would. You guys are absolutely right. George Clooney holds this film together. Do you guys have a film that you loved growing up, but rewatched it now and thought less of it? Yeah, Disaster Movie.
This was 5 years ago. You weren't growing up.
Well, shit, I was growing up then. In 2008, I was only, like, fucking 19, probably. growing up. I had a lot of growing up to do still.
I would say Masters of the Universe.
You don't like it now?
No. I love T-Man. That was my shit. That was my shit as a kid.
That was my shit too here, man.
And I really hope, I don't, they're probably not, it's probably so old, they're not, and it's not going to make it now because of Transformers and shit, but.
I heard something that they were bringing it up, whatever, and someone asked me who would I think that would play that, and I'd be like, Chris Hemsworth,
yeah.
I was like,
he's got that cocky attitude, and I think that'd be natural cocky attitude.
Plus, he has that long blonde and that facial structure, or whatever. I mean, I was like, and every time he picks up that hammer and Thor, I just want him to say, "I have the power."
Yeah, I mean, it was so campy, the first one. I mean, Dolph Lundgren, come on, they got a guy that can't even speak English. Mm-hmm. And
clearly, when He-Man speaks like fucking the perfect English ever, I mean, come on.
And they didn't do anything with Prince Adam.
Or they didn't do anything with Castle Grayskull either.
Yeah, and then the coolest character, which was, he was like a lizard type thing. He was in it for like a minute.
Yes, to me it wasn't a He-Man movie. I mean, I did like the movie too when I was growing up, but now I look at it now.
Yeah, it was too, I mean, you don't bring it to the world. You don't bring it to now. You have it set, like, with Grayskull and shit like that.
If I don't have Castle Grayskull in the movie, and if I don't see that more than 5 times in the movie, and it's not on scene for a long time, whatever, it's not a He-Man movie to me.
No, I mean, they could have, I mean, I really hope they do it, and they do it right, but don't modernize it, make it like it is from the show, and the toys.
This is a good question. I'm trying to think of a movie that I loved growing up that I don't really care
for. I would say Goonies, too.
I could see that. Hey, you keep throwing names out there. I want to think of something. I'll let you go ahead and bring up some stuff or whatever. I'm actually going to think about this.
It's a very hard question because we see so many movies as a kid.
I kind of forget.
Yeah. I mean, my time period's a little longer than yours, but...
You got about, what, 6 years over me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that is a big difference because there's a lot of films coming out mid-80s and shit like that. Or so. Yeah.
I could also argue the Friday 13th. As a kid, you're thinking that's so fucking badass, but now you're like, because now you see the shit going now. You're like, eh?
Yeah, because there's so much of it now. It's so oversaturated now.
Yeah, and then...
Oh, I got one. I got a perfect one now. Star Wars.
I can't comment because I've never seen the original three.
I don't give a fuck about Star Wars no more. I liked it a lot when I was a kid. Didn't love it as much as some people do. Like, they go fucking fan crazy over that shit or whatever. Like, I liked it, but it's like, I watch it now. I was like, you know what? These movies actually kind of suck now. I mean, they sit up here, like, talking about the lightsabers. I was like, they didn't have not one cool lightsaber in none of these fucking, like, battles and none of these fucking original films right here. I was like, it's not one good battle in
and
all.
And the acting, I mean, from what I remember, because I don't remember watching it, but I remember what I've seen, the acting is terrible.
Boba Fett, I don't know why people are so fan crazy on him. He has two fucking lines in the whole goddamn series. I don't know why people lose their shit over him. Or like Lando Calrissian or whatever. I'm just like, eh, he's whatever. I mean, honestly, everybody in here is like, it's whatever.
Yeah, you know the series of shit when Samuel Jackson demands a purple lightsaber. When he gets his way, it's fucked up.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the prequels or whatever. I don't give a shit about the prequels or whatever. I didn't grow up watching those or whatever, but I'm talking about
the original.
The original ones or whatever. Honestly, I don't give a shit about the original. That people praise those movies like they're God's gift to Greener, like they're the best fucking fantasy sci-fi films ever. I look at them now, like, cause you know, like fucking Spike or back then TNT used to play those three like back to back every fucking day on TV and shit. I remember I sat down cause I was gonna have a marathon with it, and I was watching. I was just looking at it like, you know what? I feel like changing the channel right now.
Yeah.
I was like, it's only been like 30 minutes. I was like, I feel like changing the fucking channel right now. I was like, this shit really isn't that good as it held up to. But that's one of them. I can even say, this is gonna be funny. Probably Home Alone.
Really?
I used to watch the fuck out of that because I thought it was just funny seeing a kid beat the shit out of a grown ass man.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Look at it now and just go like, I guess now because I see more violence in movies these days. So
and now if you see that now, if a guy gets hit in the face with a paint can, his nose is going to be fucking destroyed.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. I like that tall dude or whatever, the tall motherfucker or whatever. Just, especially in Home Alone 2, is when he was holding on these... this shit still does make me laugh, I ain't going to lie, but when he got electrocuted, when he tried to turn the water on or whatever, and his fucking skeleton started showing up.
Yeah.
Like, the way he starts screaming, he's like, oh! I don't care. I still laugh at that one scene right there. Like, I saw it on TV the other day. I got DVR, so I just fast-forwarded through it or whatever. And I was like, I got to get to this part where, because I'm not going to watch the whole fucking movie. I got to that part or whatever. He's on that thing for a good, like, honestly, he would die, but he's on that thing for, like, a good 2 minutes or whatever. And he's screaming. It just gets louder and louder. He's like, oh! Oh! And then his skeleton, he's getting electrocuted so hard that his skeleton starts showing. I was like, how is that possible?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
You saw that scene, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. That was funny to me, so I don't know. But he sells that shit as far as his screaming goes. Like, that's true. Next Friday. That's another one for me.
Oh, the second one?
Yeah, because I was only like fucking 11.
Compared to the first one, yeah, I see it.
Yeah, when I saw that, when I first saw it or whatever, I was like, oh, it's funny or whatever, it's great. I was like, I'm glad they make a sequel. I see that shit now, I go like, this is the worst one out of the three.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. I don't know. Other than that, I saw a lot of good movies when I was like, when I saw The Crow or even, when I saw Crow, I was like fucking 8 years old and shit. Now, I remember liking it then, I like it now. And I saw Friday, I was 9 and shit, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my answer to whatever. But next comment here comes from Andrew. He says, excuse me, I have to drink again. This is actually my favorite Robert Rodriguez film, but I don't agree on its But I do agree on its campiness. Also, at times, it gets a little silly. And my God, is Tarantino's acting horrible. Are there any bad films you guys like that are as campy as this?
Mars Attacks.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That one was... I think that one was made for campiness, though.
But I like it.
Yeah, but I was going to say, like, they wouldn't market it, like, From Dusk Till Dawn to be this serious fucking film.
Oh, okay. So, a serious film that's campy? Shit. That's another tough one to fucking think of. God damn these questions.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think now, too. I'm just letting you talk. Cause I think... Oh, I got one. I got one. And the funny thing is, we reviewed it on here. Punisher Warzone.
But you didn't like it.
I do like it, dude. I gave it a random. Remember? You can't tell me you can't. That movie is a comedy in itself or whatever, honestly. I gotta rent it just based on, like, just being as campy and stupid as possible. I would never give it a seed even as much as I laugh at it. If it's the simple fact that on a movie aspect, it's bad. It's horrible, mm-hmm. Matter of fact. But, like, for, like, an entertainment purpose, it is stupid as stupid can be or whatever. But for some reason, it's just acceptable in this world. Whereas, I'm going to go ahead and say Punisher Warzone.
Okay, I'm going to say, I just thought of one. Remember, you ever seen The Big Hit?
Yeah.
With Mark Wahlberg? Yeah. That was campy. And I actually really enjoy watching that movie.
Yeah, that was a good one or whatever. Yeah, Punisher Warzone. I would love to see that Punisher with the Marvel Universe now.
Yeah, I'm going with The Big Hit. I really like that movie, and that movie is just ridiculous of all hell.
You could even say Fast and Furious.
I was thinking that, too. Well, now. Not the first one. Now. Yes. The one's now. Tyrese and fucking Ludacris crashing their cars and not one scratch on them.
Those fucking cars flipped over for days or whatever. Then they come back in the next scene. They look fine. I was just like, okay, fucking Vin Diesel is leaping from fucking bridges and shit. And he's still talking about, hey, we family. The next thing. It's like, okay. You know,
at least have a scratch, you know. At least have something.
The best that they can get is their shirt has been torn a little bit, just so you can see a muscle. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That Ludacris does not have.
Fucking Ludacris is a computer genius hacker that he's so good that even the CIA and the fucking Interpol can't do what he does. I'm like, okay, you know what? that's a little goddamn Ludacris itself, you know? But yeah, I guess Punisher, I can't think of anyone right now off the top of my head or whatever, but he gets a reply from Mac 2.0, Blue Hybrid. He says, yeah, I agree with you there. Definitely one of my favorite films from Rodriguez. Two, Clooney does hold the film together, considering if I, as him, I had to beat some sense into Tarantino's character, although he does that too, if I remember correctly. Yeah, the fuck he does. Well, it was just that one scene after he raped that bank teller chick or whatever and shit, and he just grabbed him by, like, the fucking jaw and was just, like, slapping him and shit, whatever. That's as far as, like, Clooney went to hit him, because they had, like, a whole brotherly protection thing in the movie, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, don't fuck with my brother or you'll get shot and shit like that or whatever, so...
But we made that point that if Clooney wasn't in this movie, Clooney made it fun. If he wasn't in this movie, it probably would have sucked. I really don't think it would have got as much publicity or hype or a cult following if Clooney wasn't in this.
No. You think it has a cult following now? Because I think I said that in a review that it does, whatever, but then I started thinking about it. I was like, I don't really hear too many people talk about this movie, though.
I think it's still, like, on the lines of Robert Rodriguez. People always refer back to this and Desperado.
Okay.
Because he's always getting referred to when people say, like, with Machete coming out in, like, next week or 2 weeks.
I could even throw this movie, which, by the way, that movie was fucking horrible. God damn.
What, Machete?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on seeing that. Because I never seen the first one.
Don't waste your fucking money. This is fucking horrible. Honestly, I was annoyed through the whole movie. But I could even throw this movie in for campiness, or whatever. I mean, I liked it because of Clooney, but it's campy as shit, or whatever. And without him in it, everybody else in it is bad. Even their acting. Quentin Tarantino's acting in this movie was probably his worst.
Well, he does that horrible accent in Django.
I'm trying to think of, like, because I say this one more is because he was in this movie longer than Django, so, you know what I mean? I mean, that horrible accent in Django, it was horrible, and he was horrible in it, but, like, that was, like, for a fucking minute. And this movie, he was in there for, like, almost a goddamn hour.
I think his best acting was in Desperado.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that would be it, you know? I mean, he's an amazing director and all, but
I mean, this, honestly, if Clooney wasn't in it and it would have been Tarantino, this movie probably would have got, like, a low stream at best or a fuck it from me or whatever, because mm-hmm. if Tarantino would have been the lead actor or whatever, I'd have been like, I don't really like this guy.
Was he in, like, Jackie Brown or Kill Bills at all?
I can't remember. I don't think he was in Kill Bills.
I don't think he was in Glorious Bastards either.
I haven't seen him in a while, so I'll have to go back, but, Yeah, the thing about Clooney, too, is not just his acting was good, though. It was just his character was the most interesting, too.
Yeah, it was. He, like you said, remember what Juliette Lewis said, that I'm running out of, you know, should I say the last two for me? And he goes, no, you fight.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, most people would. They'd be like, oh, I'm going to say it, all right. Like, we see it in The Walking Dead. A lot of people kill themselves and shit like that, or save the bullet for themselves, whatever, shit like that. But Aaron, he was just like, no, you use it on the next fucker that tries to bite you. I've mm-hmm. never heard anyone say that before in, like, these kind of situation films. Yeah. They usually go like, yeah, save those bullets or whatever. And I'm thinking, like, in my head, like, fuck that. I ain't shooting myself.
But, yeah, Tarantino, I mean, I know I haven't seen Reservoir Dogs in forever. I know he's got a big part in that.
Yeah.
Desperado, I didn't mind him probably because it was so small.
Yeah.
But he's a terrible, terrible actor. He tries way too, I mean, he probably knows that, but he just throws himself in the small parts.
Plus, his character wasn't even that interesting in this movie.
No, either. It wasn't.
I mean,
Who cared about his brother?
I mean, he was like some kind of sexual predator and shit. But I was like, but there's no fucking women in this movie, to be honest. I mean, besides the bank teller, the daughter Kate. And then Selma Hayek.
And the two girls that they kidnap, but you don't see them off. You see them run off.
So I was just like, I mean, that kind of went nowhere as far as him being there. Whatever. I was just like, I don't know. But with Clooney, you don't know. Like, all you know is just like, he's a bank robber or some shit like that. Whatever. I mean, like, he does heists and shit or whatever. I mean, so that's interesting. You want to see some shit like that or whatever. But, yeah, Clooney, man, you truly are God's gift to green earth.
Mm-hmm. And he's gotten so much better as an actor since this.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Even his small... Like, I look forward to, like, Clooney's films, like, every time, whatever. Have you ever seen that movie, The American?
No, I want to.
Oh, man, you gotta see that movie. It's, like, really slow, but it's, like, probably one of the best slow movies I've ever seen, honestly, or whatever.
And he's a good director, too.
Because it's like a quiet film, too, at that. Like, there's barely any talking in it. All you see is him, like, because he puts weapons together and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you see scenes of him, like, either doing his daily rounds or putting the weapon together, and it's, like, silent. No music in the background, quiet, whatever. And he's just like, this is a methodical thinking kind of movie, whatever. It's like, I was like, I kind of like that. And then when the end happens, whatever, when shit does go off, whatever, he's like, you don't fuck with Clooney.
Yeah.
you just don't fuck with him.
I mean, I want to see the. I've seen it since I've seen the movies. I see this preview all the time. Monument Men.
Yeah.
He looks amazing in that, too.
Yeah. I mean, Clooney, you always. He's one of those actors now.
You're going to get top notch with him.
Yeah, it's like the same thing I said with Denzel. It's going to be a sad day when Denzel dies. It's going to be a sad day when Clooney dies.
And Clooney's only like 10 years younger, I think, than Denzel?
Or about, wow, really? I didn't know that.
I want to say 10 to 5.
I thought they were the same age, to be honest.
Clooney is born in 61, so that would make him...
Can you imagine if him and Denzel hosted the Oscars together?
They're six years apart. That would be very, charismatic.
That'd be the smoothest fucking Oscars ever.
They should, why, they should do a movie together.
Can you imagine, okay, you go your movie, you got Denzel, Leonardo DiCaprio, George Clooney, Brad Pitt. That'd be the smooth. Oh, and that'd be the smoothest fucking movie
ever. I'll throw in Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, exactly, man.
But you know what? That budget's gonna be like $200 million.
That movie would everybody's drawers be off in that theater, or whatever. The people that cleans the shit up be like, why is there so many fucking drawers?
Dude, I do that. Don't fucking say that.
Just, yeah, exactly. I'll tell you this right now. If they hosted the Oscars together, man. Everybody, it'd probably be the worst Oscar. It could be the worst Oscar. Everybody still be on there every word, just like
they should do that for this. They should do that for the next year's because we know this year sucked.
Oh man, yeah. You know that's the thing. We don't see too many like major league actors like that in their time get together like that. Or whatever. I mean, when's the last time you seen Brad Pitt and George Clooney get together besides producing or directing? Like,
Ocean's 13. Oh wait, that Burn After Reading.
That's right. Yeah. So yeah, that was like what that was.
But I think they're like best of friends.
Oh, yeah, they're best of friends. Like, they run in a circle and shit together, whatever. But you don't see them do too many movies together. Like, the whole, like, Edgar Wright's team, Nick Frost and Simon Pegg, they do movies together. That's what they do. They're best friends, whatever, and they do movies together.
And you could say the thing about Tarantino and Rodriguez.
Yeah.
And Cheech Marin and Danny Trejo, you know, like that. They people that got their own circle, yeah.
Circle, yeah.
Like the jackasses from Disaster Movie got the same fuckers.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're going to refer to them, the jackasses. They don't got a name anymore. They're just jackasses, all right? It's funny, we just got done talking about Tarantino and then whatever, because Sean Gallagher, your man, or whatever, he puts on here, he says, surprisingly, Quentin is not terrible in this movie. Best part of the film is the last 45 minutes where it goes all out and become a gore fest. I enjoy seeing Tom Savini at the guy with the cock gun.
Tom Savini is an amazing makeup guy.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Sean, man. Tarantino was horrible in this fucking film. I didn't like any of his fucking lines in the film or whatever. I was just like, all right. Dude, I'm telling you, if Clooney wasn't there or whatever, you would have noticed a lot more. You'd have been like, yeah, okay, you know what?
Because he would stand, because Clooney would, or Tarantino would stand out more, and then you would hate him more.
Clooney is chewing up scenery every time he's on screen. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
That's how amazing an actor is or whatever, because without him in it, whatever, this movie, like, once again, this probably would have been a fucking C movie, to be honest.
Yeah.
Lex comment here comes from Stacy. She says, got a question for you both. Z, do you plan on doing any more podcasts? If yes, may I ask, what are they? P1 sent question for you, and also, how many shows do you exactly do now? I want to keep up with that voice as much as possible. Hey. That's what I'm talking about now. This voice is going to be here all day, every day. Well, unless I get this thing.
I would like to, for my site, I would like to do more podcasts. It's just I'm having trouble finding people to do it.
Really?
Well, I don't want to get the same people, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense, whatever. And then plus, when you go out looking for new people, they got to be dedicated.
Yeah, they can't disrespect me.
Yeah, exactly, fucking bitch. But anyway.
Inside joke.
Oh, I'm sure people know what it is, whatever. Fucking bitch ever disrespect me. No, I know who the fuck I am. I bring the hits.
Exactly.
Wow. But anyway, for me,
I want to say you do 3.
No.
What else do you do?
I do 5.
What else do you do?
I do Movie Spoilers Throwback Tuesdays. If you want a counter review, I'll just put 1 in there or whatever. Jungle Love and Dragon of the Wolf.
So, I never did need another Jungle One, Jungle Love.
Yeah, so that's, what is that, 5 then?
5 shows, yeah.
And most of the time, it ain't even fucking 1 review, so if you want to put it in there, 7 then, because 3 fucking reviews most of the time. 2 or 3, so...
Yeah, plus you do multiple, every movie on Movie Spoilers.
Yeah, so... Yeah, about... I mean, if you want to count it, the average of 5, because of course it's just going to be 1 movie, but then again, if you want to add the other 2 movies, then it could be 7. So 5 through 7.
And that's a week, pretty much.
Yeah, that's a week, and do I plan on doing another show? Yes, actually, there's something coming in the works of it. I'm just not going to say anything because it has to make some changes around it or whatever because some son of a bitch stole my idea or whatever. I said, son of a bitch, he always does this. How the hell does he know?
he's got your place bugged.
All I'll say is this, whatever. People say I'm the little version of him. That's all I'll say, whatever. You'll get that joke later. I know Nathan wanted to do a show with me, but I was just like, look at him. He's asking me when I'm going to put it together. I'm like, nigga, that's how I put no show together of no whatever it is or whatever and shit. Yeah, that's you. You want to do it? Hey, you put it together then.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's hard. You're a busy man.
Yeah, exactly. Especially with this thing on me or whatever. I mean, I got a lot of pressure this month, people. I got a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why? Most of that pressure came because of my big ass mouth. That's why. It could have just been a simple, just like, hey, just do this, whatever. And that. But now I had to go out and go like, I fucking want to win. Nothing else matters. But
oh, you better say it. You better hype it out now.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever, people. ninth annual Podcast Awards is upon us. I think, what's today, the 6th?
Yes.
Something like that, whatever. So this is the last week, the 15th, I think, whatever, is the last day you can cast your votes for us. You vote there, movie, film category, or even, what's that other category? I forgot.
I've just been voting for you for people's choice.
Yeah, people's choice. Yeah, I was about to say popular.
But that's everything, though, so that's going to be pretty hard to nominate for that one.
People's choice or movies and films, whatever. You put movie spoilers in there, whatever. You tell them the phenomenal one sent you. Oh, and Z, too. And whoever else works on this fucking site. Anyway. But yeah, if you like Throwback Tuesday and you want to see them get an award, then you put fucking movie spoilers on there, whatever. So I can go to Vegas, take that award, and be like, I told you, bitch. That's going to be my speech, too. It's like, I'm just going to say, I bring the hits, and then walk right off. So yeah, and I'm taking on the Juggernaut spiel. I know a lot of people have been questioning my thoughts on that. I'm just like, hey, I got this, don't worry. Now, granted, when I get off this, I'm gonna be like, god damn, I should never say anything. Mm-hmm. That's a big fucking Juggernaut to go down here or whatever. But you know what? Hey, I'm a man that likes to accomplish things or whatever, and god damn it, I've been doing this fucking podcasting shit for 2 years now, two and a half now. I've been doing movie shit for 3 years now. And god damn it, I don't have any fucking awards, or I never went out after any or anything like that. And my whole thing is, when I do projects or stuff like that, or even job-related stuff, whatever, I strive to be the best. And if I'm not the best, then I don't see what the fucking point of doing it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what it is, huh?
So.
So, yeah.
Vote for it.
Yeah, vote for it, whatever. Next comment here. Last comment, too, here. It comes from Derek. He says, seeing how Z is the award-winning director and P1 is, well, P1 is phenomenal and the best. Do you guys have any tips on starting a successful podcast? I'm assuming you'll have more time or more info than CTPO since you've been doing it longer, but I want to start a podcast. Just don't know where to start. Any tip, guys?
I would say movies are pretty hard because it's going to be very hard to make yourself different.
Yeah. Well, it just depends. He never told us what kind of movie, I mean, podcast he wanted to do.
You gotta make yourself different than on a subject that you're doing.
The first thing you need to do is you need to pick a topic. Because obviously you didn't put it down, so I'm assuming you don't have a topic. So pick a topic. So something you're good at, too. Something you have a lot of knowledge about, whatever. Don't just pick any random thing because you hear a lot of people else talking about it, or you listen to them and be like, hey, I want to do something like that, whatever. Pick something you're good at doing, whatever. I think I just told it to someone else. He was like, I don't watch a lot of movies, but I want to do a movie podcast. I was like, well, then what do you do? He's like, I watch a lot of TV. I was like, well, then do a TV show podcast.
Mm-hmm. Pick Walking Dead. There's probably a ton of those.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so don't just pick one show, neither. Do all shows or whatever.
Do a weekly one.
Yeah, do a daily one if you want to, whatever. I don't give a damn what you do, whatever. But you have to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Because your ass can be forgotten.
I mean, it took us how many episodes before we actually got into a nice groove of everything? A few, right? Because we kind of changed it up a few times early on.
We changed it up a few times, but I gotta say, I think the first day we started, though, we've been consistent on doing it as mm-hmm. far as on the same exact day and being, you know, the same every week or whatever. So, I mean, we've changed, like, the rules and how we picked or whatever, but that we did that, like, early, like, in the first three episodes, if not the first three episodes, so it's like nothing's changing, like, towards the later shows of it or whatever, so. And, so that's one thing you need to be dedicated and consistent.
Mm-hmm. You gotta put some production value into it.
Yeah, because if you can't understand what they're saying or sounds like crap, then.
Because that's why I voted for Movie Spoiler for Best Podcast, but Best Video, I've been voting for Spill because I love their video reviews.
Yeah, and
that's what drew me into Spill.
Yeah, so.
Don't find a co-host because it's very hard to do a podcast by yourself.
It sucks when you do a podcast by yourself.
Because it's just, you're just talking to yourself. Because I've done a radio show when I had a sports radio show years ago by myself, and it sucked. You need someone to feed off of.
Yeah, because it's just your opinion, and you just you could be talking out your ass. Ain't nobody there to correct you or give you feedback or anything like that. So it's like, oh, what was the point? I mean, Lena did that before we started movie spoilers or whatever. And I remember I told her that or whatever. I was like, I don't know, because you're just talking about shit, whatever. I was like, you're just talking to yourself, whatever. I was like, it sounds weird. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know. Like, people always want me to do shows, but I was like, I don't know. It's weird to me. I don't know. I don't see anybody doing a show by themselves, whatever. I mean, unless it really works, whatever. But if it's like 10 minutes or something, then maybe. But if it's like 30 minutes and over, then goddamn.
No, I mean, there's, I don't know how many movie podcasts there are. Probably hundreds, you know.
Maybe. 250 to be exact in this podcast award thing. So.
Okay, 250. So.
Oh, you know what? Not movies, though. Just 250 podcasts, so never mind.
Okay, movie podcasts, there's a lot that's not even known. I mean, sports ones would probably be good.
There's a lot of sports ones.
Yeah, I mean, you can make yourself different. Get yourself a really catchy name.
That's the thing, though. Do sports fans even listen to podcasts?
I listen to really sports radio in the car. Yeah. Podcasts, no, because it's the same shit that you hear on, like, ESPN. Like, I watch ESPN, like, from, like,
yeah,
noon.
Exactly.
It's the same stories throughout every different show, and it kind of gets, it's boring.
Yeah, why would you want to listen to some jackass's opinion on some team that you probably don't even like or whatever, when you could just, like, watch Sports Central and shit, and they'll go through the playthroughs and the reviews of it and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Sports podcasts, that sounds kind of bad already.
Wrestling podcasts.
That could probably be the only one of the sports, whatever. Like, all sports, no, whatever. But, like, some of the sports, like wrestling, I could see that. That might work.
That'd be fun. You can do a sex podcast.
Yeah, I do one already. It's called Jungle.
It's just pick yourself a topic.
Co-host.
Pick a good co-host. Pick a good name, a very catchy name that's... I mean, Throwback Tuesday, I mean, Throwback Thursday is usually, like, the big popular Twitter trend.
Yeah, so I didn't want to be on Thursday. Yeah,
but
because of that, that's why I went through my own damn thing. I was like,
fuck yeah! So you know, that's pretty much your thing is find something that's going to be catchy and original. Be original. Don't take what other shows do.
Oh, and by the way, when you get a call, don't have no dead air on there.
No, it's very hard. I mean, obviously, if you guys listen to the show, the show is edited. So that's something you got to do. You have to get an editing program. If you have a Mac, you get GarageBand, or you get Vegas, which I use.
Yeah, we never have dead air on this show. So I don't
know, because I take it out.
Well, we never have dead air in general, though, even if you didn't.
I would say the longest we have is maybe a second.
That ain't shit, a second. And if it does, it comes from you.
Fuck you.
I don't never have no dead air on here. Who the hell are you talking about?
You don't edit the shows like I do.
A second? A second? That ain't dead air. What the fuck are you talking about?
But a second does
and
add up.
I see why you said I might know more because I've done this long or whatever. A second isn't dead air.
We've had some that was... Well, I think of the times when we had Skype issues.
Yeah, because we had Skype issues.
Which I didn't know, and I kept talking, and I was waiting for your response, and you're like, oh, shit. You know, but...
I texted to you, whatever. We got fucking Skype air, so we don't have dead air. What the fuck are you talking about? Know your show.
Well, I edit the show, too, so...
Yeah, you must edit some bullshit then, or whatever, because then that's what it is. We don't have dead air.
But that's about? Pretty much the thing is that find a good co-host, find a name, find a topic that's people are going to want to listen to.
And talk about something, for the love of fucking God. We don't give a damn about your theories or anything like that or whatever. Just make sure it's interesting. Interesting conversation.
Yeah, I mean, you could do movies. That doesn't hurt to do movies. There's a million movies there's a million movies. Like, we had this conversation before that about a podcast about Power Rangers. You know, who would in this day and age would ever think of doing a show or listening to a show about Power Rangers in 2013?
Me.
I'm sure you didn't have that on your list.
Who didn't have that on the list?
Did you have that on your list when we started the show?
I didn't have a list when we started the show. I didn't have a list till after the sixth episode, if I'm not mistaken.
Was the Power Rangers on your list?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I haven't added anything to the list or whatever. I have a list of like 30 movies on here or whatever that I'm just gonna go off of. So I haven't added anything. Only thing that's different about the list or whatever is me picking which one I want to do that follow that week.
Yeah.
So other than that.
But you can. I mean, it's it's not hard to do a podcast show. It's like when you do it,
Yeah, it is. I'll go ahead. Yes, it is.
Well, if you have a partner and you guys know your schedules.
Yeah, I mean, it gets difficult the longer you get into it. I mean, after you get a routine going or whatever, it gets easier for it or whatever, but it is kind of hard. One of the things, too, is you need to worry about is if it's going to cost you money.
Yeah.
That can be one thing, depending on what the topic you pick or whatever. If you have access, if you're going to pick movies, but if you have access to screeners, then you'll be fine or whatever. But if you don't, then you'll be spending money on it then, because there ain't no way you're going to be able to go see them then.
Like, this show cost me money because I had to go rent Power Rangers and pay a $20 fucking late fee.
Pay $20 for...
I had to pay it.
Oh, poor Z. Anyway.
You don't care.
I don't. I really don't.
Because you're in freaking LA and you can freaking watch any movie you want to fucking see out there.
Exactly, for free too, so I don't pay for movies. But anyway, I gotta pay for fucking Starving Games. How about that?
I do not feel sorry for you for that.
We'll see about that. We'll see if I pay for that, because I'm going to look into that shit now. But anyway, but then you got to pay production-wise, because you need a computer. I don't know, that's one thing. You're going to need a recording program.
I'm sure editing software is cost. I don't know if GarageBand's free.
GarageBand is free, so if you have a Mac, then you're pretty good then or whatever. So microphone, if you need it. I don't know, you might not or whatever. If you want to put, I don't know, artwork into it or whatever. Maybe you're an artist yourself. Maybe you know how to do it. I don't know. It's a lot of stuff to go into. I
mean, you got
to
have a web page. Because how are people going to listen to your show?
Exactly. You have to have a domain to host the damn thing on or whatever. So, I mean, yeah, that stuff costs money.
Unless you get a free website, but your site's not going to look professional, and your address is going to be like ours could have been like throwbacktuesday.webstarch.com or whatever. It'll look like shit.
Yeah, so I mean, and I would imagine you're not doing that stuff for things that look like shit.
No, you want to be as professional as possible.
You want to look good as possible, too. You don't want people coming to your thing and whatever, not even listening to your content and judging you right off the bat saying, oh, this look like shit, dude.
Yeah, so it's pretty much that's all I can think of to do is just that when you pick a topic, don't go off the topic.
Yeah. Unless you got like something really good to go, then that's about it. But stay on topic as possible as can or whatever.
Don't do political because people don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, and you might get a lot of death threats and shit too with that or whatever. So
or if you do a thing about Twilight.
Yeah, I was saying, you get death threats in movies too, so never mind.
But I think the most popular ones would probably be movies, sports, and TV. I think it's probably a popular podcast.
I think music is more popular than sports.
I don't hear a lot of music podcasts.
I do. I don't think sports is that popular in podcasts. I don't think, who the fuck would listen to a sports podcast, honestly? That sounds ridiculous. Because, like, would you rather listen or have a visual? There's more visual for a sports than it is audio.
And it's like nothing different than hearing on the radio.
That's why they're putting so much fucking TV shit on the goddamn mobile apps and shit like that now, whatever, with sports, whatever, because they want you to watch that player or anything. Like, you don't want to hear about it. Like, that's if you listen to a sports podcast, you're taking it back to radio days, and honestly, of, like, listening to shit. When you have a mobile device in your pocket where you could be probably watching it.
It's like it's like ESPN has Mike and Mike on the radio, and they got the TV show.
Yeah.
Which is weird, which I love Mike and Mike, but it's weird. Why would you watch the two guys talk on the radio, you know?
Just entertainment news in general.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment, movie, and TV or whatever. But that's another thing. Just you got to be entertaining as well. Like, even, don't just be reading whatever article you're reading or whatever shit like that. Nobody want to hear it. Because that's like asking a question, like, on this show. It's like, what does this mean? It's like, why the fuck would you ask us that? Go look it up.
Yeah, Google's your friend.
Yeah, Google that shit or whatever. Don't just read shit off the page or whatever and just go like, okay, that's nice. Moving on now.
Yeah, I would say if you do a show, obviously if you do a movie one, watch the movie. Don't do it by memory unless you've seen it a million times. Don't do it by memory. Watch the movie. Know what you're talking about. Know the history of the movie, who's in it, all that stuff. Because people will call your bullshit.
Unless you're a pro like me, then you don't have to watch them.
But you had to watch this one since you haven't seen it in a while.
I haven't watched a lot of movies on this show and before we recorded them and still remember them.
Except Disaster Movie.
I'd remember Disaster Movie. I just God damn, I didn't remember it was this fucking long. Even though it's not really that long. That's the thing too. It's like 80 fucking minutes or whatever. I'm like, okay, well then how the hell did this thing? It surprised me how much they could cram in like so little time of minutes that they can cram like just a 5 skits in a minute. Of like, not even skits, just like something popping up. It just shocked the shit out of me. I was just like, because I've never had to sit down and analyze one of these fucking movies or whatever.
and Derek, here's a big thing. It's promote.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to list, if you start a website and you're thinking people are just going to randomly draw to it without promotion from Facebook or Twitter or whatever, no one's going to come listen to your show. I mean, thankfully, TPO has a huge following on his own site. That's why our shows are so big.
And the reason because of that is not because I've made a site or anything like that or started a podcast. The reason why my numbers are higher probably than average podcast hours out there and day or whatever is because I was already popular before I started this shit.
Because you bring the hits.
Yeah, that's one thing. I bring the hits. Before I even got into doing podcasting, I was already popular. That's why when me and Lena first did a Best and Worst of Special, that's why her numbers went up, whatever, and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's just a known fact, whatever. If you're already popular or whatever, you know, you're already going to be a shit or whatever. I mean, my name got brought up on Spill a lot, too, at that point as well, whatever. And the point where I got started my own podcast, I had a following already, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can't go into it just assuming you're going to be getting listeners.
Yeah, don't get too beat up about yourself, too, if you don't. I mean,
it takes time. It takes time. I mean, I'm sure TPO wasn't a hit his first show doing it.
The first show I'd ever did, I didn't even know where it was going to go, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. And we had no idea. We had no idea that we would be getting, we got over 1,000, 1,600 votes for Dark Knight. We had,
I knew it was on my site, so I
didn't know. And we get like, what, 5-6 comments a week. You know, I didn't expect all that stuff. I didn't expect our show to be such a hit.
Yeah, I did, because, you know.
Because it's you.
I mean, by this point, I expect everything. I mean, now I'm at the point now where I can just go ahead. I mean, it's probably not the best thing to do, whatever, but I was already an egotistical bastard. But at this point, by now, whatever, I mean, I have every goddamn right now to be a hit.
Just imagine if you win something.
I told you what I'm going to say. I told you, motherfuckers. I told each and every... I'm going to go right up to Corey, and I'm going to lick the tears off his fucking face. I'll be like, yeah, it tastes good, huh? Your defeat. Yeah. Your defeat. It tastes so good to me.
Did you see their Spill video for on Cloudy?
Any chance we're gonna end the show now or whatever? Cause
well, okay.
Yeah, I'm the phenomenal one. This has been Throwback Tuesday, episode 19. Now,
this is Z.
And we will catch you guys next time.
All right, see ya.
Later.
I'm dating Matt Damon.
You're dating Matt Damon? Well, I'm dating Hannah Montana.
She's dating Hannah.